smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Yes, you're going to find some people who would gain from individual tariffs. The overall effect could be massive.
I agree. It's going to have a massive effect, positive effect. It's going to be a positive, not a negative.
Well, let me tell you.
I know how committed you are to this, and it must be hard for you to, you know, spend 25 years talking about tariffs as being negative, and then have somebody explain to you that you're totally wrong.
So that's Trump doing the interview with the Bloomberg people yesterday, explaining why they're wrong about what has been the traditional conservative angle on tariffs. And how it's going to be good for the American economy and the American people. And one of your billionaires came out for it yesterday and said Trump's right about this. He's a outlier, an outlier. Mm-hmm. But there you are on that. And I don't think there's hardly a person in America voting on this issue.
I would agree completely. And the most of the commentators on this topic have vast amounts of money at stake. And so they make arguments that sound like they're good faith arguments, all about the health and well-being of the American people, but it's difficult to trust their motives.
Wow.
On all sides.
One more Donald Trump with Bloomberg yesterday. So Trump did his Bloomberg interview yesterday, which was, you know, pushed him on several issues. And then Kamala Harris is doing her Fox Bret Baier interview, which we got more on in a little bit right after this. But here's some more Trump. Yesterday, he always gets asked about January 6th, of course.
We're going to bring the companies back. We're going to lower taxes still further for companies that are going to make their product in the USA. We're going to protect those companies with strong tariffs, because I'm a believer in tariffs. I'm not sure that you are. I don't think you are, but I congratulate you on your career. But to me, the most beautiful word in the dictionary is tariff. And it's my favorite word. It needs a public relations firm.
Okay, you can stop this. That's the wrong clip. So do we know which one is 53 where he's asked about this? Because I thought it was actually pretty good about the whole, will there be a peaceful transfer of power?
Before we jump into that, I actually wanted to comment on that last clip. Okay. Because Trump is able to defend his policies. And for all of his bluster and arrogance and name-calling and the rest of it, that was very gentlemanly, very capable. You know, we disagree, blah, blah, blah. That was adults talking. I never get that feeling from Kamala Harris.
Trump could have said, I come from an upper-class family. Here's Trump being asked about, will there be a peaceful transfer of power?
Will you commit now to respecting and encouraging a peaceful transfer of power?
Well, you had a peaceful transfer of power.
You had a peaceful transfer of power. You had a peaceful... Come on, President Trump. You had a peaceful transfer of power compared with Venezuela, but it was by far the worst transfer of power for a long time.
The primary scene in Washington was hundreds of thousands, the largest group of people I've ever spoken before, and I've spoken before, and it was love and peace. And some people went to the Capitol. And a lot of strange things happened there, a lot of strange things with people being waved into the Capitol by police, with people screaming, go in, with that never got into trouble. You know, I don't want to mention names, but you know who they are.
A lot of strange things happened. But you had a peaceful, very peaceful. I left the morning that I was supposed to leave. I went to Florida. And you had a very peaceful
Okay,
cancer.
So that doesn't include what I was thinking was, he goes on about how the Democrats have not agreed with the last several elections that Republicans won and challenged them, and many of them didn't vote for it. Now, that's nowhere near storming the Capitol and beating cops with sticks, obviously.
Sure.
But that never gets pointed out.
No.
That the Democrats haven't accepted the last close elections that Republicans won, either.
Yeah.
And I think that's a point that ought to be made.
To the point of shackling the first several years of the Trump presidency with the Russia collusion hoax and all of the hearings and investigations and constant headlines. You know, there's been so much dishonest reporting, and it's worth noting that Trump needs to finish his freaking sentences. That's half the controversies start because he won't finish his sentence. And so the lefty media can run wild with the interpreting what he says. But what was I going to say? Oh, when he was talking about the enemies of the people and using the military and the National Guard, as usual, it was just a bunch of half thoughts strung together. And I know what he was trying to say, but he would do himself so many favors just finishing sentences. Use all the words. It was peaceful. There was peace. There was peace. We had a peaceful. All right. Oh, you know what? I got one more gripe about the media. The Wall Street Journal.
One? I have many.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. But right now, this the article, Gender Gap is Defining Feature of Deadlocked Race. Okay, you know, the women are swinging toward Harris by a number of points and the men toward Trump. I think a lot of people already know that. But in this Wall Street Journal article, I want to quote this exactly. As they're explaining why Trump can be a turnoff for women, it's because Trump says nasty things like promising, Trump, who has long prized tough guy talk, has projected a masculine persona, speaking about fighting enemies and suggesting that a bloodbath would ensue if he loses. The Wall Street Journal.
That's incredible.
Enshrining that utterly dishonest myth.
That is freaking incredible.
Yeah.
God dang it. And I'm sure we'll play the clip later, Kamala going on about misinformation and disinformation. I agree with you. We need to make a national law. Let's just call it one thing. They're the same thing.
Yeah.
But talking about misinformation and how that's her biggest struggle, and Charlemagne the God, that is the biggest problem with all fighting the misinformation from the other side. When you got nonstop Trump promised a bloodbath, which is a 100% for Pinocchio lie.
Right.
God dang it, that makes me
According
mad.
According to the lefty Washington Post, for goodness sake.
And if Trump is such a Hitler, dictator, evil, authoritarian, or whatever, beat him on that issue. But don't make up quotes.
Right.
God, that's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Trump. And as we transition to Kamala's Today interview with Bret Baier, Trump tweeted out, Lion Kamala Harris has wisely chosen Bret Baier of Fox News to do a much-needed interview because he is considered to be fair and balanced, though often very soft, to those on the cocktail circuit left. I would have preferred seeing a more hard-hitting journalist, but Fox has grown so weak and soft on the Democrats, constantly polluting the airwaves with unopposed Kamala representatives, that it all doesn't matter anymore. Hopefully the people will understand on November 5th and early voting Make America Great Again. I don't think attacking Bret Baier and Fox is your best move, former Mr. President.
Yeah, yeah. More on that in a moment.
Slip of the tongue.
All right, sorry, Bret. Quick word from our friends at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and it's super-duper easy. It's the only real-money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy also, so your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured, which is a complaint I hear a lot with people are doing fantasy football or whatever. Prize Picks puts its members first. Withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. If your picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes.
And it's easy. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. Just get the Prize Picks app. Download it today. Use the code Armstrong to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. You don't have to win. They just give you that $50 bonus after you play $5. Once again, it's the Prize Picks app. Use that code Armstrong. Prize Picks, run your game.
Why would Trump attack Fox and Bret Baier? I mean, why?
I don't know.
Even if he believes that, I mean, how do you think that helps you?
I don't know. He's a true believer, I guess.
Because you got to have somebody on
against
your,
the world.
You got to have somebody on your side.
Yeah, to Bret's credit, and I think maybe to Trump's cleverness, Trump knows Bret won't let that pervert what he does. He knows Bret won't suddenly go harder on Trump. So it's a harmless, you fire up the real MAGA folks who think Fox News is too liberal or soft or whatever, and Fox will still, you know, Hannity will still have you on every single time you want to open your mouth, for instance. But anyway, Joe in Massachusetts writes, today's interview of Kamala by Bret will be a career ender for one of them. I realize Bret has a bigger challenge, as Kamala is so pathetic it will appear as though he's punching the handicapped if he goes too hard.
What?
Which would be regular good old journalism. If Bret holds back too much, the Trump crowd is going to turn on him viciously, as we just heard preemptively. They already don't like some of the soft Fox coverage. One of them is done after today. Interesting take, Joe. And then this from Charlie. Some time ago, Bret Baier interviewed FBI Director Chris Wray. Pretty long interview. One whole segment, as I remember. I quickly realized Wray was spewing BS upon horse crap. Wow, it's sort of the mixed grill there, the combo plate. And not one.
It's a little different than the surf and turf, but it's a similar idea.
Right. Can I get one beef and one chicken taco? Thanks. Great. So where was I? BS horse crap. There it is. Not one blessed follow-up by good old hard-hitting Bret. The next night he had on a semi-important Republican office holder of some fame, and almost every response brought a comeback comment from our intrepid hard-hitting Fox reporter. I've never trusted him since. It was so black and white.
Interesting. Although, Christopher Wray's ability to handle questions is in a completely different league than Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to see how it goes. 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock West Coast time, he's going to record it right before and air it today. I think this is huge. This is not a minor thing. This is one of the biggest things. This is up there with the debate in terms of big things that have happened in the last several months.
Bret's got to say, first of all, thank you for being here, Ms. Vice President. I just want you to know in advance, every time you say, let me be clear, the audience is going to think, I am an idiot.
Bret Baier should say, I've got a bottle of Goldschlager here. And every time you say, let me be clear, I'm going to take a shot. Now, right. I'd like to be able to drive home.
It's going to end up shirtless. And
one of the many things that other interviewers haven't asked is when did you recognize that the president was slipping? I mean, the country had picked up on it, as close to 80% of voters believed he wasn't capable of being president again.
Mm-hmm.
When did you notice? Let her answer that question.
Yeah, or
he never displayed any of the things we all saw in the debate. I mean, he stepped down from the race. Mm-hmm. If that was a one-off, I would think he'd still be in the race. I mean, how is she going to answer that?
Yeah.
Is she going to just sit there and claim, I bet she is, but it won't work for her. Is she going to sit there and claim, no, behind closed doors, he was always sharp every single time
he had a bad night and just dodge from there? I'm not that enthused
about
the
question. Then why didn't you encourage him to stay in the office and run?
Yeah, I would love to hear that. Joe Biden being senile isn't anywhere on the scope of the most important issues either.
Her covering up a scandal ought to be, though.
Yeah, yeah. You know, ask the question and let her non-answer hang out there, probably. But that's as good as you're going to get.
So what do you want to go after? What's your main point?
Just, you know, immigration, the economy, because she can't give non-answers on those. If I'm struggling to pay my grocery bills, I've got to decide between utilities and groceries, and she gives some sort of non-BS answer, or non-answer BS, I, as a voter, am pissed and unsatisfied.
Well, Charlemagne the God asked her about, you know, some people are complaining about you give the same answer every time to every question.
Really? Yeah. What'd she say? We'll have to play that.
We'll have that for you.
All righty.
Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
You know, the big wireless companies want you to overpay for data that you don't need, but you don't have to settle for that with Pure Talk. Well, you get to choose how much data that you actually want. And for $25 a month, you'll get unlimited talk, unlimited text. You're going to get mobile hotspot, 5 gigs of data. Go with Pure Talk, and you get to choose how much data you actually want. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and if you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month from Pure Talk.
Cybersecurity Awareness Month is in full swing, and LifeLock is here to spotlight the threat of phishing, those sneaky scams designed to trick you into revealing your personal information. While staying alert is important, true protection goes beyond just awareness. That's where LifeLock steps in with comprehensive protection. LifeLock doesn't just warn you about suspicious activity. LifeLock monitors your personal info and resolves identity theft issues if they arise. Take control of your security. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festive Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Not like the rest, not like anything else.
What do you know? I was helping my son with his homework last night. Reconstruction era.
Ah.
Yeah.
Fascinating period and troubling.
It really is. And I feel like under studied, appreciated.
I would agree. And I've long thought the assassination of Lincoln is underappreciated. It was more than just a guy who didn't have it coming getting shot in the head by an angry Southerner. Lincoln had a vision for reconstruction of the country that was merciful unifying and wise, and the guys who followed him did not. And it went miserably in a lot of ways.
Have you watched that miniseries with from Stanton's point of view about the chasing Booth after the assassination?
You know, we watched several episodes. I don't think we finished it.
I haven't finished it either with the kids, but I thought it was as good as anything I've ever seen in terms of portraying what it probably looked like.
Yeah. We'll have to relook at that. Too much good entertainment needs to be cut down.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I was talking to my son about this because of the way it was portraying Grant in this reading from wherever this school material came from, whatever school book it came from, printed by whoever, written by whoever. Because I grew up with school books that portrayed Grant as a corrupt drunk and Lee as a genius. And so that was just in my head my whole life. Until I found out, we all found out, that those books were written by Southern companies that hated the fact that the North won and tried to destroy Grant's reputation and lionize Lee's.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting that that was actually what I was taught? It's not like I'm 150 years old either.
Yeah.
And now it's more, it's more accurate that Grant was way too gullible and had friends who betrayed him, but he himself wasn't corrupt. And his drinking...
In fact, he was one of the most honorable men ever to hold the office.
Yeah, and his drinking had nothing to do with his generalship or presidency.
Right.
And Lee was, you know, fighting for to uphold the South.
This is such an interesting topic for several reasons, including my dad spent the bulk of his career in the educational publishing industry. And we haven't really talked much about this, but I know that certain states, including California at this point, drive what's in educational textbooks, because your hardest core activist-y states, in the case of this the example, the South cared a lot about that. And most northern schools, they don't care about defending Grant's reputation. So the textbook manufacturers, so they didn't have to have different editions for every region of the country, just go with whoever's the most pissed off. And that's what makes it into the textbooks.
I was in Wisconsin at the time and actually lived 10 miles from where Grant was born. And he's a big deal around there. And still was reading all this stuff from southern school books about what an awful dude he was. Isn't that crazy? So it just shows you the power of what they teach, what they decide to teach kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why are the kids so crazy? Because that's what they've been taught. They've been indoctrinated under our watch.
It's really interesting. And it's interesting to see the version that my son is getting, which at least in this case is more accurate. There's plenty of other things they're teaching in schools that are nuts.
But... Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, we've got a really encouraging gender-bending madness update coming up. In a couple of minutes, it's definite sign of progress. I mean, it's still utterly crazy and getting worse, but people are waking up.
So we got 20 days till the election, and Benjamin Netanyahu has stated that the attack on Iran will come before the election. So one of these days, there's going to be the biggest attack Iran, Israel's ever launched, maybe on anybody? And that could be quite the October surprise, depending on how it goes.
And with Israel, you never know. Planes and bombs? Cyber? Exploding pagers?
Right.
Who knows?
Right. And both candidates will have to react to it, and we'll see how that goes. It's going to be quite the deal, though.
Explosive charges and all the beards of the mullahs? You just don't know.
Exploding beards all across the Middle East?
Right.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets the GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
online at KCNR1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked. taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, executive producer Hanson, I haven't looked at the list. Do we have Kamala Harris's answer on reparations? That one seems to be getting a lot of attention.
Oh.
So if we don't have it, maybe you can find that from her interview with Charlemagne the God.
I find that blasphemous. You should go with Charlemagne the chill dude or Charlemagne the fine broadcaster.
Higher power.
That'd be funny. It is gratifying and slightly surprising to me that the trans madness issue is playing a much bigger role in the election than I expected. I certainly hoped it would, but especially on the state level, congressional campaigns and the Senate and stuff like that, which we'll get to in a moment or two. More and more people are recognizing the madness of it, and the poll numbers are heading all in one direction, back towards sanity, thank goodness. One of the drivers, I think, is that you can cow people into going along to get along on issues if they're kind of vague and fuzzy on it. I mean, you hear there's some men are born with a woman's body, but then they can change it. And you think, really? All right, whatever. But then when you see, for instance, a dude dominating women's sports and hurting the girls, suddenly that vague, amorphous, cloudy issue gets crystallized. And that is why so many people are changing their minds. All rolling up to the story. That's the wrong story. Hello, where's the right story? Oh, don't do that to me. Do not do that to me. There it is. The fifth university has declared that they will not play San Jose State University's women's volleyball
team. They're just afraid of us. We're 9-0. The Spartans.
You have a dude on the team is the thing. The Nevada women's volleyball team decided to forfeit an upcoming match. There's more to say about that, but first, this is one of the players who has joined more than a dozen other women athletes in suing the federal government over Title IX violations.
I fully support every school that is deciding to find the courage, take the stance, and not play against us. It's so many people above you as a young woman telling you, just do what you're told in sports, put your head down, work hard, that's it, don't complain. And so I think it's just amazing to see that there's these young women that are finally deciding to use their voice and take a stand.
Yeah, it is. It is great. Even though they have been bullied and cowed into silence, being told, you women, shut up. The man is a woman now and he wants to play, which is incredibly abusive toward women. But here's the interesting part. The school's athletic department had announced that the Wolfpack of Nevada would play the game. Quote, the University of Nevada volleyball team remains focused on its upcoming matches with UNLV and San Diego State, intends to play its remaining Mountain West schedule, including the match with San Jose State University on October 26th. The statement read, the university will continue to abide by the NCAA Mountain West Conference and USA volleyball rules and regulations, as well as the laws and constitution of the state of Nevada. Yeah, well, the players saw that and said, they didn't even ask us.
Oh, my God.
And they held a vote, and the vote was overwhelming. No way.
These
we're not playing.
Freaking university administrators and their either delusional beliefs or their cowardice.
Yeah.
To not be willing to either stand up against this, or some of these schools that have forfeited haven't said out loud why, which bothers me also. They forfeit and are kind of mealy-mouthed about why they forfeited,
right,
instead of just stating, they got a dude on their team.
Yeah, yeah. And please don't use the term biological male, as if there's another kind of male. That's what it is, biology. Anyway.
There's postal male.
All right. I salute these gals for what they've been doing. Obviously, this is the fifth women's college team to forfeit to San Jose. This is getting a lot of attention on the right side of the aisle. None in the mainstream media.
No, I haven't seen a word about it. You think this is a Division I school, and they were 9-0.
Oh, yeah.
And this player was dominating.
This is a national champion in the making. Yeah.
And now five teams in a row have said we ain't playing. So right. I don't know what happens to their playoff chances or whatever. I don't know how that works.
I have no idea. San Jose State gets wins.
Right, that's
so
right. You get to
14-0.
Wow, so this could turn into a really big story. If they get to go into the playoffs and start marching through the bracket,
mm-hmm.
that would be something.
Yeah. The networks,
maybe
of course,
they're declared national champion without having ever even played anybody. That would really make a point.
And I believe, you know, there are different levels of courage. It's a little easier for team number six to announce.
Oh, that, yeah.
And I salute whoever was first. Was it Utah State?
I thought it was Boise, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it could be. Anyway, you know, it's worth saluting the women of Southern Utah University,
okay.
Boise State, the University of Wyoming, and Utah State University for sticking their necks out like that. Good for you gals.
Well, you're not really sticking your neck out. In reality, you're not.
No.
It seems like you are, but you're not really. Like 90%
because of the complete capture of the universities and the media, right?
Right, but like 90% of the country agrees with you, so.
A huge number, which we're going to get to in a second anyway, but I am so, I've lost the capacity to be surprised by this, but I'm so angered that the media is so captured again by this radical philosophy. They're so flummoxed, they won't even report this story. They won't even do a Republicans pounced version of it, where they make it seem as all these young women are some sort of radical right-wing MAGA lunatics, bunch of college girls.
Whereas the evening news would probably be perfectly happy with announcing San Jose State women's volleyball won a national championship today. It was the first time a team had ever won with a transgender woman.
Right.
Like it was an accomplishment of something.
Right, a wonderful history-making first. Yeah.
As opposed to reporting this, which is pretty interesting. Five forfeits in a row.
Yeah, and more to come, I would guess. I don't know how long a season they play, but team, who's the next team up? I hope you're voting right now to stand up for women in women's sports. I love this from Rich Lowry in the National Review. I think the headline is, the GOP makes Democrats pay for the price for trans insanity. The chickens have come home to roost, and they are apparently all cisgender. There used to be a time when Republicans shied away from talking about trans issues. They didn't want to appear extreme or intolerant. Why bother wading into a fraught cultural issue when there are so many other things to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Deferring to medical professionals or the experts seemed the easy way out.
Correct.
Now the Republicans have emphatically found their voices, and he mentions a bunch of different races and candidates and that sort of thing. For the longest time, Democrats have gone along with the steadily evolving trans orthodoxy as established by the cultural left. Existing in a bubble, they assumed that doubters could be isolated or embarrassed into going along and didn't realize just how wildly out of touch they'd become. I think that's exactly right. It's one thing to say people should be tolerant of the choices of consenting adults. It's another thing to say that minors must have access to life-altering so-called gender-affirming treatments. Again, that you can dupe people into believing and doing things that are stupid is, I mean, it's obvious. Look at humankind. The fact that you could convince people that confused adolescents who are being influenced by activists should be able to make life-changing, permanent decisions is insane. It ignores the entire history of what children are.
Somehow I ended up on a Reddit thread. I guess I was on a Twitter thing, and I came across a post, and it linked. Anyway, it was a Reddit thread of people who have been getting their surgeries. It looked to be all adults, not anybody underage. But there was one very young-looking person in a hospital bed with their, in all caps, I got my vagina today, and there was just lots of good for you, girl, and all that sort of stuff. I thought, wow, I hope it continues to make you happy, and it's not like 2 years from now you're suicidal and depressed and realize right. You shouldn't have done that.
Right, exactly, like happens so often. Yeah, that's a person with serious mental illness problems, and I wish them well. Final line from Rich Lowry. It's one thing to say everyone should live and let live. It's another to say that males must participate in female sports, no matter how manifestly unfair it is to the girls and women. So, as we were saying, they're waking up to it. For what it's worth, the Washington Post poll last year found that 57% of people say that gender is determined at birth. It's only 57. And don't use the word gender, it's sex. Anyway, roughly two-thirds of people said males should not compete in girls and women's sports. 68% opposed giving children ages 10 to 14 access to puberty-blocking medication, and 60% opposed teenagers of any age having access to hormonal treatments. I'm always frustrated, having been doing this for a while, when they give one number and not the other. Because if you say 57% say sex is determined at birth, that kind of implies that 43% think it's not.
Sure, sure.
When, indeed, that number might be 16%, right. And you got 27% who say don't know.
Yeah. I like I said yesterday, I believe it's more like 90% of people think dudes shouldn't participate in women's sports.
Yeah.
And that if you got a whole bunch of those people in a room that currently say it's okay, and they looked around and realized a whole bunch of people actually agree with them mm-hmm. that it's not okay, they would switch their opinion immediately.
And then you get your hardcore who still won't give it up, and I'll show them videos for 10 minutes. And I'll get half of the rest of them. And those that are left over after that are just crazy people. They can't be reasoned with.
I'm willing to go along with, like, if you, you want to switch switches and get the operation as an adult, go ahead, fine. And I hope you're happy. Do what you want to do. But the whole dudes and women's sports thing is a hard no. I mean, that is just so crazy.
Yeah. That's the keystone, the cornerstone of returning to sanity.
Oh.
People see that, and it's just so clear to them. Oh, it's also worth mentioning, there have been a couple of high-profile... The number one Trump ad in the swing states right now is the one where Kamala's advocating for taxpayer-funded transgender surgery, sex changes for inmates.
Right.
And the example of that rapist murderer.
What a position to take.
Yeah. Yeah, and there are several cases going on right now that are getting a fair amount of... Can you imagine? Taxpayers footing the bill well into six figures for some crazy, murderous, rapey inmate who decides they want to be the other sex because they're so freaking crazy. And she's a forceful advocate for that.
You know, we have aspirations. We have dreams.
You know, that's I'll grant you that.
Well, in some cases, it's because you're a dude and you know you get to go to the women's prison if you go this route.
Right, right. And the tagline on the ad is, Kamala Harris is for they, them. She's not for you.
Well, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good one. So how did Kamala answer the question about reparations from Charlemagne, the higher power, yesterday? Among other things on the way. Stay with us.
Your life's online. Your personal info shouldn't be. With today's hackers, locking it up isn't enough. Disguise your data with Cloaked. Cloaked identifies and removes data threats, then prevents future threats by generating on-demand aliases to disguise your phone number, email address, even credit card number. Stay online, stay safe, stay Cloaked. Get a free safety check at Cloaked.com to see if your personal info is compromised. That's Cloaked.com.
Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
With all the uncertainty in the economy, the pre-election wobbles, is my money really safe? That's when I discovered the power of a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments. It's a tangible asset that can help protect your wealth when times get tough. And with Noble Gold Investments, it was so easy to roll over my existing IRA into a self-directed gold IRA. Their experts guided me through every step. I've diversified my retirement portfolio with something real. Don't wait for the election uncertainty to threaten your financial security. Vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. Oh, and hear this. They're giving away up to 10 one-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com now and use the promo code Trump. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Open now through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau. Step back to the turn of the 20th century and learn about the many forms of Art Nouveau. Explore the broad range of works by Czechoslovakian artist Alphonse Mucha and immerse yourself in timeless art. Presented by the J&D Jaramonti Family Fund. Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau. Open now at Turtle Bay. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
The election is insanely close, but like when you said the other day, it's going to be decided by 11 people spread across 7 states.
Yeah. Yay.
The margin is going to be 11 people across 7 states. It actually could be. I mean, it's not impossible as close as the polls are. And, oh, I was just reading about the likelihood of weeks, if not months, of litigation in several states at the same time.
I wonder if we read the same thing. The problem is mail-in ballots that are so common now. Don't get me started on ballot harvesting, but there are so many more things that can go wrong with a mail-in ballot than walking up and saying, I'm here to vote. I mean, like, nothing can go wrong in that situation, practically. But with the mail-in ballots, you got the signatures and the dates and the verification and the postmark and all sorts of stuff.
So you could easily have Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona, which are needed to put one of them over the top, And they're all three locked in endless battles, legal battles, over which ballots to count and all that sort of stuff that goes on for weeks.
Right.
And we get closer and closer to January 20th without really knowing who won. I mean, the last time around, we had the legal battles going a long time, but most people had come to the conclusion Trump lost since they were winning none of their legal battles
and
coming up with no evidence. But this will be an actual, nobody knows who's going to be president for a long time, maybe.
It'll make Bush v. Gore look like a big nothing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And the narratives will be so fiery and so entrenched on both sides when it is, quote-unquote, settled or decided.
No.
It'll be completely unsettled.
Yeah, and whichever side lost is not going to accept it well, including the D's.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, Kamala Harris is feeling the pressure because she's trying to stop Hitler from becoming president. She was asked about this by Charlemagne the God yesterday as she's trying to, I guess, win back black male voters through his radio show. But anyway, here's that.
There has to be a high level of anxiety, too, when you have these conversations, though, because you are running for president.
I mean, you know what? There is certainly a lot of, I feel the weight of the moment and my role. I feel an extraordinary weight of responsibility right now to do everything I can. I'm telling you, Charlamagne, when I go to bed at night, I almost every night, in addition to my prayers, will ask, have I done everything I could do today?
So, two things on that. One, the fact that she's laying her head down on the pillow, feeling the weight of the world, because she is the only one who stands between the United States continuing and not.
Right.
And the pressure that is. Now, when Trump has said that sort of thing in the past, that he was the only one that could save democracy, he was mocked as some sort of ridiculous, megalomaniac, fascist, king person view of the world. She has the same thing.
Right.
The other one being, one of the common critiques among Democratic strategists on the left is, why aren't you working harder? She's doing like two events a day. She doesn't apparently start until 2 p.m. most days. The history of campaigning at this point is you're up at 5 a.m. You've got 3 events done before noon, and then you go to a different time zone, and then you go to bed at midnight and get like 4 hours sleep the final weeks. And she's not doing that at all.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that's David Plouffe and other people realize in the modern world that's not the way you need to campaign anymore. It's an anachronism. I don't know. But she is not working physically as hard near as much as candidates have in the past.
Yeah. And, you know, I almost, you know, drew a parallel between after the debate when everybody said of Joe Biden, gee, he's got to get out there and be Joe. He's got to do the events and prove that they're wrong. Well, he couldn't because they weren't wrong. He was senile.
So you're
and Kamala's
that.
An idiot, so they're trying to keep her hidden. But then she can read off a teleprompter fine.
Right,
she does pretty well.
She's
so
good at that.
That is a head scratcher.
Yeah, nobody's exactly sure why her schedule is so light.
Too much.
That's what I was thinking.
Halpern says that every day on his morning podcast. Like, once again, a light schedule for Kamala Harris. I don't know what their theory is.
Wow.
But anyway, there's that. And then this is short, but it's getting a fair amount of attention.
My question to you is, what's your stance on reparations? How progressive are you on making it a priority and righting America's wrongs?
So my agenda, well, first of all, on the point of reparations, it has to be studied. There's no question about that. And I've been very clear about that position.
So it's being seen as a Rorschach test of,
oh, yeah.
You either thought that was a dodge, like, I'm going to take a look at it, meaning, you know, you'll never hear
it's got to be studied. Yeah, I can translate that for you.
Or she's going to be for reparations, so.
It's got to be studied until the end of time is the translation of that. That's what politicians say.
Because it's undoable and unworkable and unconstitutional and all kinds of different things.
Right.
If you miss an hour, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
They're pounding on the door. They're calling on the phone.
They're threatening to close your business. If debt has your business on the brink, call Ray Reynolds, the godfather of credit. For over 40 years, Ray Reynolds has helped thousands of customers get millions in cash credit. It's no wonder why they call Ray the godfather of credit. He may even be able to raise your score above 750 before the end of the year. You could even get a new personal or business credit line up to $50,000 within days. If your credit needs a rebuild, call Ray Reynolds and receive a $1,000 cash credit card at closing. Raise your credit score to 750 or more. Call Ray Reynolds at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Learn about Ray's secrets to success and how he can fix and improve your credit score to 750 or more. Call the Godfather of Credit Rebuild, Ray Reynolds, at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.